Lema masnis in the like sumchis. So the Gemara wanted to know if the psak of the Tana of our Mishnah stems with the Gedarim and the Kalalim of the psak of sumchis. Where did we find sumchis in a few of the Mishnayis? Machlach Parah b'Chamor, Shor Shanogich Esapara. In both cases, there's a suffix l'gabi the Uber. Was the Uber part of the Mechira by Machlach Parah b'Chamor? Was the Uber part of the Hezek when the Shor was Nogach the Parah? And in both places, the Mishnah says Yachloiku. And okay, so sumchis has Yachloiku. Simply put, without adding other details that we will soon add, sumchis holds you have a mikuach between two bali dvarim in any event. Split it up 50-50. And he doesn't say a shavua. No reason for a shavua. What would be a reason for a shavua? You split it up. A nice pshara, always look. Pshara. Defrek the Gemara, then Shneimoyches and Betalis, according to such a rule, would also be Yachloik without a Shavua. And I would say the Tan of our Mishnah is not Sumchis. The Tan of our Mishnah is not Sumchis. Because Sumchis would pass him by Talis, Yachloik without a Shavua. And the Tan of our Mishnah, what would he pass him? By Machlok Parah b'Chamor, by Shor Shanogach. He would pass him Yachloik with a Shavua. Now, for Seitzach, if it's a Shem of a Shema, that's irrelevant. The Gemara came out before and said, but Chach by Bari, Bari would be a Shavua. What would be the Shavua, and what would be the Machlaikis? We explained. A Shavua, Levaris HaSafik. It says, before Bezdin meets out a Psak Yachloiku, maybe B'cholifin, the Bezdin. Al Sirach Rai, it should say, maybe let's get some clarity here, if it's possible, and then we'll do the Chalukah. And that would be the Machlaikis, Sumchis and our Mishnah. That is the Machlaikis. The Dan of our Mishnah holds Yachloiku. But he says, at least try to be Mavar the Suffolk first. The Tana of Dav Kuf, Dav Mevob, Sheet of Sumchis. No, we do Yachloik even without trying to be Mavar the Suffolk. The Gemara fears, always, we're going to come back and get the full circle, but again, we'll start from the end first. The Gemara says, the Maskana, no. Maybe the Sinogi should kutch them with Sumchis. I feel with him, do a few other attempts, but then the Maskana is, I feel with him with Sumchis. Shvuzu with the Rabbanon, he killed the Rabbi Yochanan. Domer Rabbi Yochanan, Shvuzu takonas chachom and Mishloi chalech and hoilech v'tegat lish shal chaveri v'ay Mishalihu. The Shvuzu is not Levaris HaSofik. That we don't implement. There's a Shvuzu that we're worried that someone's going to be toikif talisa shal chaveri. And that's what we make a Shvuzu. And now it's understood why it doesn't apply by Machl Parah b'Chamor and Meshor Shinogi Chesa Parah. Why not? So a lot of the Mishnayim say, because it's a milsa d'loy shchicha. The case of Machl Parah b'Chamor, the reason why there's no Takan of Rabbi Yechanan is because it's a milsa d'loy shchicha. Explanation. So just say, Shavua Levaris HaSafik, milsa d'loy shchicha. Shavua Levaris HaSafik is not on a specific case. Shavua Levaris HaSafik is a general rule that before Bezdin will ever implement Chalukah, they always say, let's first implement Shavua. Then it would be irrelevant to start getting involved, but this case is more Shchiach, less Shchiach. But in Rabbi Yochanan's Takana, it's only on a Milsa d'Shchicha. Haschol as far. Rabbi Kivega brings, the Ritva brings such a Tzad also, that Efshar a different Akuda. You know, Rashi says, Shaloi hei kol echad elech, echad hoilech v'toikif, and Rashi says, toikif oiches. It's not stam, acute, the Lashon of oiches. It's shnayim oichesin. When people in Bezdin are oiches atalus, we say, oh, you want to do Yachlaiku? But maybe one of them grabbed it from the other one. It's the oichazin is what makes us think that maybe they should make a shvur. Interesting nakuda. Lefiza had a horror. What would be the din? Shnayim oichazin bivlad. They're holding an uber. And we asked them, what's the deal? So one of them says, I'm a bala chamar, but I bought the para. And when I went with the Mashiach of the Chamor, it was still pregnant, so I deserve the parah. And the other one says, no, but it's Snayim Oichazin. It's Snayim Oichazin. What? Is it Shavua or not? Does it apply the Shavua of Rabbi Yochanan? First of all, this is Zichar Milsa D'Loi Shchicha. Yeah, say that. But Mitzad, the Nakuda, that it's the Oichazin, that's the cause for the Chalukah. Here it's Oichazin.
So you have to be holding your crown.
Whichever one.
So
there's no karkashta on Uber.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about a term. I want to know what would be when it's oichazin. The term of oichazin is that. By an over, yeah? That.
Something was noivet, and
the shul is not going to be invited. The seva and the chalukah has nothing to do with the oichazin. The oichazin is just a coincidental lakuda. So the emesis, the Truma Sakri speaks that out. He says that the reason why, he actually says different words, but I want to plug it in. He wants to say, why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan's takala shaloyehei kolechet v'hayol to take a police shal chaveri apply by Pamachat Barba Tamar? He says, because over there it's drawer the Mamayna. I am being an Iber Chacham, but it's also Eichazin. That's a by and by coincidence. That's not what's the Siba for the Chalukah. No, Shnayim Eichazin is not a drawer of the Mamayna. Let me make an important announcement. Shnayim Eichazin is not a drawer of the Mamayna. What does drawer of the Mamayna mean is the Machlokes Rishonim. And Shnayim Eichazin is not a drawer of the Mamayna. So Tosfos asks the Kashi, he says, the Kamahalakas of Eichazin Shinies. Exactly. So there can be various other neschais, and I'm going to come back to that announcement. And however you want to say it, though, Rabbi Yochanan's reason of Shvuah doesn't apply by Machapar B'chamar and by Shor Shanogah, and possibly, and even probably, even if it was Rabbi Shnayim Oichazin, that's not the Nakuda. That's not the Nakuda. But you know what? I want to come from a different angle. We went through the whole Shaka Vatari over here. And there's a few pieces that we have to still put together. I'm going to go by the Rosh Bezer Hashem. The Shaka Vatari is threaded through the idea that it opened up that the Mishnah is not like Sumchis, because Sumchis is Chalukah without a Shvuah, here it's Chalukah with a Shvuah. We veered off, what would the Rabbanan say? Hamoisim Mechavrela Haraya, how would you implement Hamoisim Mechavrela Haraya by a blue, green, gray, Shnayim Oichazin thing? We worked it out. And then we went back, and what's the deal with Sumchis? You know, through and through, we kept on talking about Shmuel of Aris HaSafik. But I saw the Achronim have a kasha. I'll talk to say it like this. Is there any shaychis between the Achloiku of Daf Beis and the Achloiku of Daf Kuf? Let's put it down like it is. On Daf Beis is Yachloiku, on Daf Kuf is Yachloiku. It's the same Yachloiku. Machar, a world of difference. What's the achloiku of Dav Kuf? Dav Kuf is machlof par b'chamar. What's the achloiku by Dav Kuf? It says that somewhere? What? Yeah, machlof par b'chamar. Sumchis, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's right. The Gemara says, by machlof, very good. The Gemara says, by machlof par b'chamar, why is it achloiku? The Gemara actually, even Bavarns, why don't you check who's muchzik on the upper? Shouldn't he win? The Gemara says, grada, yeah, but it's in the agam. Frek the Gemara, okay, give it to the marikama. Says the Gemara, no. It's sumchis. It's maman hamutl besafik. What does it mean, a maman that's mutl? What's a mutl?
State.
In the state of suffik. The question is, which state? I mean, let's not explain that.
In the absence of Anantara?
No. The Gemara says that the case of sumchis is maman hamutl besafik. If you don't mind, I think. Can we continue? I know, because he said good. Yeah, I understand. I didn't get any candies. The Gemara says, let's go. The Gemara says that Sumchis' case is Maman Hamutl B'Safik. I want to suggest, you know what it means, Maman Hamutl B'Safik? Drorah de Mamayna. Drora de Mamayna, with the reasoning and definition and translation of the Rishonim. Belit HaNoseim Yesh Safik. It's in a state of Safik. We know the background information that there was a guy that was a Baal HaChamor and a Baal HaParah, they swapped. We know that the swap of the Cheshichas HaChamor happened at 3:15. We know that at 4 o'clock the Parah was born, but we don't know when. That is a state of a Safik. It's Belit HaNoseim. It's a Matzav of Safik. It's a moment that's Mutl and Safik. And what's the Psaq by moment of Mutl and Safik? Chokin. Without a shvua? Yeah, why should there be a shvua? What possibly could have been the shvua? Maybe an issue of levaris asafik. But we don't do that. That's the chalukah of daf kuf. What's the chalukah of daf beis? Shnayim oichs and betalis. Shnayim oichs and betalis. Belit hanaseim? Ain't safik leves. If you don't mind, it's not a shvua within the mind. It's not a moment hamutl besafik. There was two people that came. If they would keep quiet, what would I see? I don't know, two bored people holding a talis. Maybe it's a third person's. Until they say they're taina, we don't even have a suffix. It's the li tanai sam ain't suffix lebezin. In tanai sam yesh suffix lebezin. So it's not drawer the mamoina. Why are we passing in Yachloiku? It's not the Yachloiku of Davkuf. So why are we passing Yachloiku? And by the way, you know, I'm asking, why are we passing Yachloiku? Anyone has any better ideas? Why not Yachloiku? It's a nice pshara. 50 for him, 50 for him. Like, what are we talking about? What would be the other tzad? You give it to the mayor? Yehimunach. Or? Kodon Gavar. And we can go into those nuances, but those would have been the options. And what are we saying? No, we pass Yachloiku. Why? Like most Rishonim, let's go that way. It's Shnayim Oichazin. The Oichazin is the cause for the Chalukah. Why is Oichazin the cause for the Chalukah? Well, you could have the blue-green pshat that it's Mamish of Adoyts that each one has his half. Or you could have that the Oichazin Akoponim is why you can't do Kodon Gavar. Ein Lanul Haniach Sheyigzol. There's other Nuschais. There's even a sheet of the Riva that it's not totally an oichazin, but I don't want to do that right now. But if we stop right here, l'chayr, we polarize that the chalukah of daf beis and the chalukah of daf kuf are not connected. The chalukah of daf kuf is a moment hamutl besofik. It's a drawer of the mamayna. That itself is the cause for the chalukah. By snayim oichazin, what's the cause for the chalukah? The oichazin. Is there any even chiluk in psak lagabi the chaluka? Interesting twist. I mean, bottom line, in both cases, it's chaluka. Coincidentally enough, drawer of the mamayna, a.k.a. mamayna mutl besafik is chalkin, and shnayim oichazin is chalkin. So at the end of the day, they're both chalkin, chalkin, chalkin. Grada, I know some differences. Lamashal. Do you need chaluka yichoy li esemes? By the shnayim oichazin yachalaiku, we're not up to that. It's about today's thing. I'm trying to get there. But the Shnayim Oichazin the Kiyachalaiku has another rule, maybe a few other rules, but has, what's a base one, has a rule that what? The Chalukah has to be Yachal Yisemes, and coincidentally enough, it is. It's Yachal Yisemes. By the case of Dav Kuf, is it Yachal Yisemes?
No.
It's not possible that it's Yachal Yisemes? What? Yeah, it's not possible. I want a taina, I had a big fight with someone yesterday. Not only is it not possible, I think fundamentally, if you knew what the word drawer the mamayna means, you would understand that that kufa means that it's not possible. And I'm not sure that's right, but I'm going to say it again. It could be that bahagdora drawer the mamayna means that ain't a chalukah. Ad kadei kach. Is that true? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. What?
Rashi says that.
No, I'm not talking about Rashi. Drawer the mamayna, believe that and same suffer for that. I don't know if that's fundamentally true, but certainly doesn't have to be yachal yisemes, and it's not a necessity. So you see the chalukas are different. So you know what? Maksim ha'olam, listen to Akasha. We agree that it's two different kinds of chalukas. Maksim ha'olam, what's the whole sugya of lema d'leikas simchis about? Like we're mutchering, how come over here there's a shu and here there's not? What kind of connection? It's two totally different chalukas. Why should the gedarim have to have been the same? That you're starting to compare and contrast why one is different. It's two different chalukas. And the answer is a profound nakuda. Yes, the chalukas are very different. Daf kuf. What's the kuf's chalukah? Maman amutul b'safik. Dvar adim amayna. B'lit ha'nesem yesh safik. It doesn't even have to be yichayul yisemes. And that's one kind of yachloiku. Yes. What's the basis yachloiku? The oichazin. Very different? Polarly different? No? Yes? No one agrees? What? Different. But if I want to learn a shayla, should you have to do a shvua? And careful, listen, Taya Rabbosai, if the issue of the Shavua is that it's kedai to implement, Bezdin in general, to implement the Shavua for the virus as Suffolk, isn't that L'chol HaPachas a umbrella topic that could equally apply to these two polarly different kind of chalukas? Yes. And that's what the Sugya is about. The Sugya respects that the two chalukas are totally very different. Maskin. Aber what threaded through the sugi is that there should be a shvua, and I know we talked about a lot of different pshatim in the shvua, but if the pshat in the shvua is, it's kedai for bezin, levaris, asafik, chach on that. The Gemara threads through the sugi and says, maybe that shvua should equally apply here and there as well. And the Gemara first wants to say, taka, you're right, it's machloikis tanoim, and then the Gemara says chalukim, and until we finally get taka, spitzchalik, Rabbi Yochanan, that really you never need a shvua, only by talis, you need Rabbi Yochanan. And you could chazu yesterday's question, maybe it's also my head, that would also be a good pshat. I didn't answer it yesterday, and I'm not answering now either. But that's the structure of the sugya.
So
Which slav? There was a few slavim in there.
Terps.
The drawer, the Maina Havamina?
No, Rebbe.
The Rabbi Yochanan?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Marduk, by both kinds of chalukas, you never need shmul of Aras HaSafik. Never! But by Shlai Moishe Metalis, there's a new takana of Rabbi Yochanan. And we explained at the beginning of this year three reasons why Rabbi Yochanan's takana doesn't apply by that case.
Two different things.
The chaluk is two different things, but we never were discussing to even trying to compare the two things. They remained different things. But in the Havmin, until we got Tafilu Temes Sumchis, there was a Shvua topic, not chaluk topic, that was equally applicable to both. And now the answer is no. The Shvua topic is also not equally applicable to both, because the Shvua topic is what about? The chalukas are always like Karav Zel Zed. Got it? In the Shavua issue, Afilu Temes Sumchis. Now, I'm masking it. We're good to go? We're not sure. To be discussed. Okay, fine. Say it.
Yeah? Rebbe says that the difference between the two chalukas has to do with Jorah Mamona or not. According to the Hezra, the Jorah Mamona is Li Tano Seyam or In Tano.
That's what I'm going.
You start seeing that there is.
I'm going to now. This is the setup. Now, you have to understand something. The Gemara threw in Jorah Mamona. I know. But the truth is, there's even something more basic. Does the Olam know that Sumchis holds Yachloiku, even if one of them is a Muchzik? It's a Machlekes Rashbam, and the other is Shoyim on Daf Kuf. The Gemara has its side that according to Sumchis, Mamon Amutl B'Safa Kolkin, even if it's in the Agam, forget about Agam, even if there's a Marikama, and like one side, even if there's a Muchzik, Mamash a Muchzik holding it, we say Yachloiku. So let's go back to the Taisus and Baba Kamal Amit Hei. I go to a guy and say, this watch is mine. Not the candy, the watch. And what do you say? It's not. What's going to be some? You're muxik, right? What's some going to pass in? Yachloiku. Mamon Amut. Why not? Why Avad is that not the din? Because it's not a suffix. But Tyson Baba Kama says, he says, because it's not a drawer of the mamon. It's not a drawer of the mamon. But until we knew that in the Gemara,
it's the same thing.
So that's what I want to say. I want to say something like this. There's a few different levels. The idea that you mamish can't just go to a muchzik and say, that's mine and we'll do yachloiku, doesn't even need our Gemara's drawer de mamayna thingy. That was a more basic concept. And you know what? With this, I want to answer a kash I asked 2 days ago. When we started the sugya. I'm sorry for interrupting with this detail. There's a lot to do here. But you know, when the Gemara opened up, the Gemara said, the Mishnah is not like Sumchis. Why? Which detail is not like Sumchis? Because like Sumchis, it's chalukah without a shvua. Like the Rabbanon, it's chalukah with a shvua. So we asked, there's another difference that it's not like Sumchis. The Mishnah is very stark meduik that that's because it's shnayim oichsim utziach loiku. What would be if one of them was oichsim? What is the Mishnah mashma? Rashi speaks to that. It's for good gishmak a stark adiyat. Hamaitzim echaveri. The loik is sumchis gives it even yach loiku when there's a mochzeh. So the Gemara could have asked that as well. You know what the answer is? That? The Gemara already knows the Taisim Baba Kamala. But hey, that, our states, even though the Gemara didn't say drawer demayna yet, but that level we for sure knew. That was not what to talk about. Which gets us to a major problem. Bidas Rashi yesterday, and someone that was sitting there yesterday, now he's not sitting there, asked Akasha. Bidas Rabbanan, how did we say the Shavua? A noob shot in the Shavua. Hint. Not Shavua Lavaras HaSafik, not Moira Heter, not Rabchia Doiraisa, and not Moira Heter, not Shavua Lavaras HaSafik, not Rabbi Yochanan, and not Rabchia. What was the one we said left Bidas Rashi? Yeah? I can't hear you. Hamaitzi mechaveri al bashua. We explained. A real festa, hamaitzi mechaveri, that the guy's holding it. What kind of arsenal weapon do you need to go against the guy who's muxik and you're not? The one and only raya. But in this blue-green, I'm holding, you're holding, but I have a little edge on you, you have a little edge on me. So a little bit I'm taking. It's a tricky question if you're a neitel or not. We couldn't be mechriya the trick, yeah? But, he doesn't remember. But, hamaitzi mechaveri al bashua. That works for the Rabbanon? So let it work for Sumchis as well. I mean, we know from Taisim Baba Kama, even Sumchis agrees when it's totally one-ended, it's not, you need to have drawer than Mamayna. The answer is that Rashi Taka has a different sheet. Obviously, this is an eye-opener. I'm going to say something that's a little scary, and I want to try to bring out a point. What, anyone knows what's Mamon HaMutl B'Safik? He's throwing out Shprakse. Where does it say the words Mamon HaMutl B'Safik Chokin? Is it Gemara somewhere? What?
See the...
It's a Gemara, right? It's Lashon Gemara.
What?
It's Lashon Gemara. Mamon Amut B'Safek Chalkin, yeah? What was an example of Mamon Amut B'Safek Chalkin? What was an example of Mamon Amut B'Safek Chalkin? Okay, I don't want to throw someone at it. Was Shnayim Oichzin a Mamon Amut B'Safek? Why not?
Not
Jorah the Moina. Believe Tanai Sam ain't suffering. Anyone wants to say that Shnayim Rechzim is a Mamon HaMuchel B'Safek?
The Makshin thought it was.
Which Makshin?
Lame.
No, you don't have to say that the Makshin thought that it's a Mamon HaMuchel B'Safek. We explained that the Makshin knew that it's polarized different Chalukas. And we expressed, let me say that. We respected that it's two totally different Chalukas. And we were selling on the Shvuah. Anyone was trying to say, since the first day is Zman, actually, that when we started Shnayim Rechzim, that Shnayim Rechzim, Mamon HaMuchel B'Safek, Chalukin, yeah? Anyone? Oh, okay, very dramatic something. Vaf de yeah? There's a Rashi on the Vav and on the Ches. And we're going to get there. Rashi on the Vav and the Ches says, Shnayim Rechzim is Mamon HaMuchel B'Safek Chalukin. What just happened? Rashi? Well, let me explain. I know you said it.
No.
Rashi says that Shnayim Rechzim is also Mamon HaMuchel B'Safek. Obviously, Rashi has a different map. Let me explain. Rashi knows that Shnayim Rechzim is not Dvorah de Mamoina. That's a Gemara. Rashi got it translated Dvorah de Mamoina differently and conveniently disappeared in Baba Basra, so we don't know. But Rashi didn't say that, but I want to say something else like this. Does Rashi agree that you can't go over to a guy and say, this is my watch and we're going to do Yechleiku? Why? Mamon HaMuchel B'Safek. Mamon HaMuchel B'Safek can't be believed on his Sam Yeshafek Lebezin because Rashi holds that Shnayim Rechzim. So you know what? Shnayim Rechzim. Is it B'li Tani Sam Yesh Safek Lebezdin? No, Rashi agrees to that. Because if they wouldn't open their mouths, we'd just see two bored guys holding a edge of a talis. But you know what? At least Im Tani Sam Yesh Safek Lebezdin. There's something going on. Sometimes I say this watch is mine, you say it's not. I would use Rashi Sprach. There's no Shor Shachet Lefanecha. That's Rashi's Lashon on Dafov when he discusses that Shnayim Rechzim. Shor Shachet Lefanecha, again, not to get confused with the Uber and the Shor Shanogach. No. There's got to be a case. I don't want to use the word drawer because I'm going to get stuck. There's got to be a suffix. Drawer might mean what? That's how Tosfos went. Rashi, it's not like that. Rashi involved in this. Rashi says that Shnayim Rechzim is a Mamon HaMuchel B'Safek. And it's not a drawer. You know what? Because Rashi holds, at least after their kindness, it's a Muchel B'Safek. And that's also enough. And that's why Hamoitzim and Chavrei Olav HaShvuah wasn't going to work in Sumchis. And that's a setup B'das Rashi. Now, we're going to still discuss Rashi Shita B'Harchova. But we have to be aware about that. That Rashi learned, someone asks you, Shnayim Rechzim, is this a Mamon HaMuchel B'Safek? Machlokes Mishnah.
There's a Rashi. There's a Rashi.
But as we're trying to get to the end of the sugi here, how about this? One last time. Like Tosis, the two chalukas are polar and not connected. One is a drawer of the Mamoina, Mamon HaMuchel B'Safek chaluka. One is a Shnayim Rechzim the chaluka. The topic of the sugya was just about the Shvuah. Masha Enkein, according to Rashi, both Mishnayis are Mamon HaMuchel B'Safek. Avada, here it's Mamon HaMuchel B'Safek because of B'li Tani Seim. Here it's Mamon HaMuchel B'Safek in Tani Seim. And by the way, like Rashi, is Oichsen the most important thing? Questionable. We have Shitas that say Oichsen is not what makes the cut. But at least if I were to ask you, and I want to try to get to the Maskana. As a matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to try. Lame the Laker of Yossi. I'm going to try to get there. Right before the granites of Lame the Laker of Yossi. If someone would just ask you, so what's the Shvuah about in the Mishnah? What's the Maskana?
Yeah,
Rabbi Yochanan, is that Lekuli Alma? Is that Lekuli Alma? Can anyone go back and say that the Shvuah is Al Smoira Heter? Well, actually, yeah, that's a good question. Could anyone go back and say that the Shvuah is because Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olav HaShvuah? Frek the Mahari Katz, it was in yesterday's Maror Mekoymes. Why can't you say it's a Machlokes? Like the Rabbanon, the Shvuah could be because of Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olav HaShvuah. Like Sumchis, you have to say the reason is because of Rabbi Yochanan. So why are we saying flat, general, generic that it's Rabbi Yochanan? It should be telling you Sumchis and the Rabbanon as I frek the Mahari Katz. The Mahari Katz wants to say the Lamaskani, we made him a Pecha. Lamaskani, we make him a Pecha, and everyone goes with Rabbi Yochanan. But that's a Chiddush. That's a
chiddush.
It's mukhr and sumchus, not the rabbanon. He has it tzadah. Maybe like the rabbanon could be shvul. Now, another detail over here. Stamim shat. There's a Tosfos that asks. The Gemara says over here you can't have because it's ikal amemer kula demar and ikal amemer kula demar. So Tosfos wakes up and says, one second, ikal amemer kula demar, ikal amemer kula demar, and you want both of them to swear. So that's not like bananas, right? Meaning when the Gemara was suggesting. By machlof parah b'chamor, if it would have been bari you bari, and you want them both to swear, how are you going to have them both swear? It's not going to stem with bananas. So I just heard Rabbi, I think Rabbi Kivegra asked, why is Tosis asking this when the Gemara says Ikalamem Makulu Damar? The Gemara doesn't have to say the words Ikalamem Makulu Damar for you to figure out that they're going to be both of them swearing. Unless maybe no, maybe there could be a case one of them is going to be swearing. Where would you have a case of Machal Parah B'Chamar, one of them is swearing? If one of them is Muchzik. If one of them is Muchzik and Simchas is still doing Yachloiku, maybe only the one taking it would have to swear. Is that possible? If Simchas would say, I mean, just an interesting Chiddush. If Simchas would say that even when one of them is Muchzik, you're still going to do Yachloiku, but it would be with the Shavua, who would have to swear? Both or only the one taking it? I don't know. That's some interesting ha'ara. Well, we cleared what it would consider a shavuos hanaitlin. Okay, there's a lot more here. We're at the granites of Lamed Leker Rabbi Yosi.
We said that there's no relevance of Leker in that case. So why would it not be?
I didn't say no relevance. But Cholofin, you being one guy's taking it from the mud. I mean,
you know the story.
It's toughest.
You mean the suffix is the suffix.
No, let's say with the Marikamo or if the Mosek Hamatzo. I think Cholofin could be a mile to the Mosek. This is an extra credit thing. I want to call it in Kamashna. There's another Mishnah. Mishnah that's our design. We quickly should go through this. Yeah. A person was Shoyel two parois. One was Sheula and one was Chura. Rule of thumb, Sheula, Sheela is Chayiv and Einzin. Chura, the rented one, is Potter from Einzin. There were two cows. One was Shoal, one was Sofer. Actually, it could be it was one cow, but for a few hours it was Shaul, or for a few hours it was Sofer. Or for one day. The kid said, it's a situation that the cow died, but you don't know. Was it the Shaul one that died, in which case he's Chayiv, Einzin, Shaul's Chayiv, Einzin, or was it the Sofer one? And again, it's either two cows, we're not sure which cow died, or it's one cow, we don't know what time the cow died.
Is it a time frame question? Isn't it regular Chazakas?
You can tell the Rishayim talk about that. Wow, that's a good kasha there in the Sugya. Chazakas should say he died earlier or later, we'll go on all those kind of questions on the sugya there. But what's negev for us is that the Mishnah says such a case. Now, who's the dintara between? The original owner of the cow. What do you want to call him? Should I call him a mashil or a maskir? I don't know. That's what we're trying to figure out, right? The Baal. And the other guy, I can call him a shomer, but if I want to like a little bit more specific, should I call him the shoyel or the seicher? I don't know. We're trying to figure it out, right? Yeah, I know. Hallo. I know. I'm trying to get it. The Mishnah says, but it could be Bari Bari, Bari Shema, Shema Bari, Shema. Interesting the way the Mishnah sets it up. The Mishnah says, the Mashal says, it calls him the Mashal because he's Bari. He knows who he is. The Mashal says it was the Sheula one that died. It was during the hours of the Sheula that it died. It was the cow that was Sheula died. And the other guy's a Shema, so the Mishnah calls him the Hala. It doesn't know what to call him. And Hala Oimer, I don't know. What's the din? Bari B'Shem, what should the din be? Does he have to pay? Bari B'Shema? Machlekes Amiroim. What does the Mishnah say? Chayiv. And the man Domer Bari B'Shema Bari Adif says, well, that's a right to me, Bari B'Shema Bari Adif. The man, what? Bari B'Shema Bari Adif means that a Bari can... That's what it means, because if he's keeping his money, he doesn't have to be Bari. That's Bari. Bari B'Shema Bari Adif means that the Shema is the Muchzik and the Bari is not, by definition. That's the point. If it's the other way, you don't need him to be the Bari. Bari B'Shema Bari Adif, the Hispilus means you could be Moiti. Ay, Bom Kash, I'm Moiti Mechaber Overaya, yeah. So in Ksubas, we said 6 miles from that, but that is what the words mean, though. So again, when the Mishnah says that when the Mashal is Bari, so Bari, and he wins, if you hold Bari B'Shema Bari Adif, he wins. If not, the Gemara says it's a very weird case with more than one cow and there was a Moiti of a Mixas and he wasn't swearing and a whole spiel. The next case is Fakert. The Soicher says, Bari, here, this is your case. Bari that I'm Potter. And the owner of the cow, what do we call him this time? Hala. Hala says, I don't know. So then Avad, he doesn't have to pay. What if they're both Bari? So there's a Shvua. What's that? And most important, what I want is, if they're both Shema, what's the din? If they're both Shema, it's Yachloiku. Which Yachloiku is that? Is it Jorah de Mamoine? This is the moment I'm looking for something. What's Yachloiku? What's the Yachloiku? So the Gemara says, but they're going to the bed. They want to, should he pay now? There's a dead cow. He wants to know if he should pay. So there's no time. So it's a drawer of the Mamina. So the Gemara says it's going like something. The Gemara says, but only from the Seifa. Okay. I, you know what? I'm going to stop over here. I'm going back. I'm saying, but there's more to do here.
a division of the tzadim of the suffix?
Yes, it is. It is. Be'etzim is. If you learn this, it is.
You don't know which one.
It is.
Divide the time in half.
No, you don't divide the time, because what if taka was not? What if? What if in the 12 hours, 9 hours were shul and this? You can get, I don't want to go through those confusing things. It doesn't go with roiv of the hours and that. It's a nice try, but I don't think it goes like that. We're going to come back to this case. We definitely have to start the new Gemara. Zok the Gemara Viter. Leimo masnisen de loikirab yoisi. The ikirab yoisi ha'omar in kei mahipsid haramai. Ela hakol yehemunach hatziyovi elio. Frek the Gemara, elamai rabbonon. Even the Amri Rabbanon Hashari Emunah Chatziyav Elio Hanami Kishar Dami. The Sveiki. The Mishnah says in the Flamed Zayin that a person was mafkid. Two people were mafkid. One was mafkid 200. One was mafkid 100. Zuz. Together in a krach echad they were mafkid all 300 in order to avoid confusion. And the point is, what is the shomer supposed to do if everything was clear and no one was fighting? He would give 200 back to the one that gave 200, and he gives 100 back to the one that gave him the 100. The problem is that he doesn't know which one gave 200 and 100. What are they two saying? The two mafkidim? Both of them are tiny 200. Are they bari, shema? Let's assume now bari. We'll get to that tomorrow. Let's assume. Let's assume it's bari. Maybe he should have to pay each one 200. Why doesn't he have to pay each one 200? He backed up. That's why it's krach echad. So he doesn't. Now, technically, 100 and 100 for sure should go back to each owner. You're left with the last 100. And what are the options of psak for this last 100? We'll call it the mona shlishi, yeah? Yehemunach is what the Mishnah actually says. Kol dolam gavar, potentially, we can discuss why not. That's not the din. And l'chayra, another option should be yachlaika, which would be 150 apiece. Now, frek the Gemara, leim amastis and delaika rabbi yaisi. Now, similar to the previous sugi, if you really want to trust yourself and understand what the Gemara means when it says Lamed Leker Rav Yosi, it means if you really want to farshtay and be'oimik know what's John and the Tan of Shnayim Oichs and Metalis, and you understand his shita to the extent that you could be a lamed and dayan and apply it in a little bit more complex case. So the Gemara says, what would the Pesach be by Mona Shlishi? 150. With a Shavua, without a Shavua?
With,
yeah, why not? Shaloy hey kol echad echad hoylich betoikiv krachim shel chaveray. I don't know. On the other end, Rabbi Yosi paskins that you do yehemunach on all 300. Why do you do yehemunach on all 300? Rabbi Yosi has a fascinating shita. He wants to convince the guy that's lying to cave in. So he puts sanctions and says, even the 100 that you taka for sure on, you're going to get. Now someone else is also getting very messed up. The guy who taka only gave, the guy who gave 200. Rabbi Yosi knows that.
We don't have that guy's just going to get nervous, even the righteous guy.
I'm going to go through who's going to get nervous. Rabbi Yosi factors in, it's kedai to cause even the guy that gave the 200 to have his up to loss, because maybe the Rami is going to cave in. Sanctions, we munach on all three. How would you try to do that by talis? I guess you would tell each one of them to bring another talis from the house and then put three talises in the Gehemunach box. No, why not? Rabbi Shafayson asks it as a kasha. You machin chayzik, okay? Why not? Tell them each one to bring a talis and put it in the Yehemunach box. You don't put extra things in the Yehemunach box, only what's already in the Din Torah. Is it already in the Din Torah because it was given to Krach Echad? Is that the pshat? That's not why the Gemara says Krach Echad. But Rabbi Yosi says that we freeze and do Yehemunach on all three. Frek the Gemara, the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosi. You know why? Because Rabbi Yosi would pass in Yehemunach on all three. He would also pass in by Talis, Yehemunach on the Talis. Frek the Gemara. But even like the Rabbanon is fair, because the Talis is like the Mona Shlishi. So the Gemara says, no, there's a difference. Hi, Mai. I am in Bishlemu Rabbanon, Hossam, Devadi, Hamona, Dechad, Minayu, Amir Rabbanon, Yehemunach, Hachiyav, Aliyo. Of a Hachad, the Ekel, Amir, the Tarvayu, Amir Rabbanon, Palki, Bishfu, many Rishayim learn this means Chalupi, Yechayu, Yesemes. Not all the Rishayim. There's other Rishayim I'm going to try to get to. But many of the Rishayim learn that the Yisoyed, Hadavar is Tyson, the Faze, not like that. That the chaluk is yachal yisemis. By mona shlishi, the chaluk is not yachal yisemis. But like Rabbi Yosi, it's still shver. Why? Because if Rabbi Yosi even froze the other 200s, he doesn't care about what's yachal yisemis. He wants to freeze everything, so certainly he should freeze it. Frek the Ramban at the beginning of the Masechta, and Tosfos also asks a similar kasha. What's the tzusta from Rabbi Yosi? Harei by talis, it's oichazin, and why are you going to take it away from an oichazin? So they say in Rabbi Yosi, it's not shver. Because in Rabbi Yosi, we are taking away Vadai stuff. We're taking away that 100 and that 100. I certainly don't have to be in his fault, but I'll take away the whole talus. But like the Rabbanon and Shver, what's the Gemara Susa from the Rabbanon? Over here it's not Shnayim Oichzim. And what did Toysis and the Ramban Machadish a big Yisoid? A fascinating concept we spoke about in the base, that the Monashlishi Nick, the Shoimer, who is he holding it for? And again, I had a crisis by this then, and it's still a problem. Because L'chaira, who is he really, 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 really between me and you holding it for?
The 200 guy.
The 200 guy. But the Rishonim are saying, though, he's holding it for them. To the extent that it's considered a Shnayim Oichzim, and it's a pliable Sustel that minus Shtana, how come over here Shnayim Oichzim? Now, the big chiddush that he's holding it for both of them, the Rai is from Rabbi Yossi Kasha or from the Rabbanan Kasha? I want to say a fascinating deal. It's only from the Rabbanan Kasha. Because from the Rabbi Yossi Kasha, you don't have to yet go and say this Meir the chiddush that he's holding it for both. Hare Rabbi Yossi Yehei Munachs even Vadai Money. Certainly he could also be Meniach a Talis. And people misquote the Taisis. Taisis says on the Beza Mer Aleph, V'chein b'monashlishi d'medama l'talis. People think monashlishi is the name of the sugya. There's a sugya in the Gimel. You're up to bananas? No, we're already up to monashlishi. The sugya, it's title. No. Tais is saying, V'chein b'monashlishi. Who talks about the monashlishi? The Rabbanon. Tais is not asking from the line of Rabbi Yossi. Because when the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yossi to talis, you don't have to prove yet, wow, a big yisoy that it's considered Shnayim Oichzim. From the Monashlishi, from the Rabbanan, not the name of the sugya. The Emes of Shalom Taisis. Taisis knows the whole Ramban.
What would be called?
What? No, it's the Emes what he says. I'm saying it doesn't make a difference with the other side. I'm saying Emes of Shalom Taisis. The Monashlishi means the line. Okay. Take a pen and give numbers to the lines of the Gemara. Which line of Gemara is Taisis quoting his Kasha from? Not from Leimim Aslis and Leikar Rabbi Yossi. From seven shuras later when it says the Elamai Rabbanan. That's the Emes. And the MS, I'm not coming with a fucking what he could have said. It's still the M. Telling the bar. The Monashlishi. Not from the Sugya. Oh, everyone knows the Monashlishi. We compare it to Talos. What's going on? No. The Monashlishi. Rabbi Yossi was Bechlal not a Tzustel. Rabbi Yossi was totally doing Yehemunach. Now, Vidas the Rabbanon. Does anyone have a clue? Why do the Rabbanon say Yehemunach? There's a huge machloikis Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that the Rabbanon's Yehemunach is also because of a Ramai. Nor whereas Rabbi Yossi because of the Ramai, Yehei Munach, even extra stuff, the Rabbanon only Munach, the Chelik of the Monashlishi, what they're Misvakeach on. Over Chach the Monashlishi, the Yehei Munach is also a Ramai sanction incentive thingy. And other Rishonim argue, no, that the Yisoid of Rabbanon is the Yehei Munach is Taka the best Psak to do. Taka, a moment on Mutl B'Safik in this situation, Yehei Munach. Why? What other better Psak do you have? What other better psak do you have? What? Called Olam Gavar. So we spoke about it on that phase that called Olam Gavar is not applicable here because the Shomer can't relinquish it to a called Olam Gavar. Any other option, maybe, what you should try to pass in? Yachloik. So the Gemara asked that, and the answer is, careful, that for the psak Yachloik, there's a rule you need Chaluki Yachloik Yisemis, and since of Erechan Yachloik Yisemis, so you can't pass in Yachloik, so Yehei Munach is the best psak. Now, you don't have to learn like that. The other way to learn is that, no, that the Rabbanon's Yehei Munach is, Al-Saramai. Nor when do they try to do sanctions on a Rami? When the Chalukah can't be Emes, so then we at least try to figure out something else. But when the Chalukah's Yachli is Emes, we do a Psak Yachlek. Comes Rabbeinu Peretz and the Rashba. And they say a different shot. They say that in the Rabbanon also it's because of Ramai. They say that the Gemara already by the Rabbanan meant Ramai. The problem is, and this is a huge problem in Pshat, there's certainly a shlav in the Gemara where the Gemara assumed that Rabbanan is already Miyoshev. Careful, I want to make this clear. There's a shlav in the Gemara where the Gemara says the Tana of our Mishnah could stem with the Tana Kama of the Daflam and Zayin. Yeah? Show me, be consistent. Show me how it's in sync, the two Shittas. No problem. I have it. The Tan of our Mishnah holds that by a Shnayim Oichzim he's supposed to do Yachloiku. The reason why he doesn't do Yachloiku on the Monashlishi is because the Monashlishi is not Yachol Yisemes. But like Rabbi Yossi, that he even does Yehei Munach on the other 200, it's still Shver. He should do Yehei Munach on the Talis as well. Gevalt! But Rabbeinu Peretz and the Rashba learned differently. They learned that already by the Rabbanan, the Gemara's Peretz was, that we only do over there Yehei Munach because there's a Ramai. And only, and by a talis, there's no Ramai because it's been the dummy. They learned that when the Gemara says Kitarabai, it means because there's no Ramai. So Kana ben Shoyal. So you already got the Ramai part. So why did you understand that Rabbi Yossi is different? So I'm going to tell you the WH part. Merdikazach. In the Gemara's Teretz and the Rabbanan, the Gemara is saying, what do you do, Yehemunachan? Says the Gemara, you want the Rabbanan to stem with talis? I got it. The Rabbanan only do Yehemunach on what? On something that is Ramayas. On the Mana Shlishi, there's a potential Ramayas? Yes. So they'll do Yehemunach. By talis. On the talis, there's a potential Ramayas? No, because it's the dummy. You can't. And fit the Gemara 2 lines later on Rabbi Yossi, not what. When. Rabbi Yossi holds, when is a Ramay? When is a potential Ramayas? Then we even Yehemunach other monies, not Ramayas taking money. By talis, there's no Ramay to begin with. We can't do it. But the Shlav and the Gemara, where the Gemara wanted to split it, the Gemara wanted to say that Bidas Rabbanon, we have it straight. Bidas Rabbanon, we understand that we don't do Yehemunach only when there's a Ram... On what? On Ramayas. Talis is not Ramayas. But like Rabbi Yossi, we do it even on when there's the other 200. So certainly you should do it on the talis as well. What is the Gemara answer for Rabbi Yossi? The Gemara gives two throughs. We're going to have to work on this, but I want to tell you, set up the basics. The Gemara says there's two chalukim. One chaluk is because by the Mona Shlishi case there's a Vaday Ramai. Mashenkin by Talis, there's no Vaday Ramai. Why is there no Vaday Ramai? Because it's Bidadami. Give me a Talis case where there's a Vaday Ramai. Araktia. Or Mitzia Hayoim and Esmo. And like this Teretz, the din would be Yehemunach. And then the Gemara gives a different Teretz. Rabbi Yossi only says his Vart when it's Kedai to freeze to convince the guy that this Pseido. Pseida means even the Ramai is also going to lose other of his money. Over here, there's other money to make him lose, the other 200. By Talis, we already said, you're not going to tell them to bring in more Talisim and put it in the box. What? It is a Knas, but the Knas is only, it's exactly a Knas. But the Knas is implemented when the guy is looking back and forth and realizing that he's even suffering a different loss. Where is there a case not like that that's important for the Hemshecha Gemara? Mekecho Memkar and Nokat Zuzi Mitarvayu. Picture the case. It's in that same store from last week. There's one talis. The seller has $200 already in his hand. And we can say Yehemunach on the gan sezach. Also the coat. Freeze everything. Also the coat and also the 200. There's no Vaday Ramai over there. Because it's been the dummy. Each one really thinks he's the one that gave the money. But there's Ikab Seder. And that's the difference between Ikab Seder and Vaday Ramai. We have to work on it. Everybody, so we have to mamash try to get to the two dots tomorrow. I didn't use those words, but I mean that. Yes, very good, very good. Very good, very good.